Okay, so coming to every single founder's favorite topic, which is valuations. How should one think about this, especially across different stages, seed, series A, B, and then of course at the later stages?
Yeah. So, look, I don't know how much value one can add here, given there is a lot of talk about this. We have also spoken about this before. But first thing I'm going to repeat, it's not about managing valuation. It's not about valuation. It's about dilution. You can manage, you cannot manage valuation. You can manage dilution. Valuation is notional. Dilution is real. The reality is seed series A, you're going to get diluted 20 to 30%. So my view is you build a business plan for 18 to 24 months and raise as much as you can for that dilution. It's as simple as that. I think it gets more interesting, and where I think Indian founders are not doing as great a job, frankly, in thinking through is once your business is working. So let's finish off when it's not working. If it is not working, frankly, it goes back to the first rule. You raise whatever you can. Personally, my advice would be don't raise if your business is not working. Your reputation is at stake, and you don't want to be in a situation where instead of managing dilution or valuation, you're managing investors because your business is not working.
Right.
In my view, in that situation, think very hard about whether you should basically pivot or do something else. I think where there is a point of view I have is when a business is working, I think founders use the same filter of raise as much as you can for 20, 30% dilution as an approach. And I think it's just tragic because it dilutes them too much. I think if your business is working, you should start saying, I'm going to raise only as much as I can for single digit dilution, 10%, 6%, 5%. And especially if you're in businesses that are scaling 2-3x year over year, it could be in financial services, it could be in consumer. You are basically then not, you can grow that much and raise 5-10% more dilution money again. And therefore, when you take a blended raise, you would have raised a lot more for a lot less dilution. So my request and input to the founders is don't apply this default of 20-30% dilution. Let me raise as much as I can. That only applies when a business is not working, which is it's a seed series A very early, or it's just not working. But I see the same approach when businesses are working, where I think some more thoughtfulness is required, and founders should become dilution sensitive and only raise that much capital as they can within that dilution. I think that will be overall shareholder value creation for all their existing investors as well as for themselves.
Understood.
Thanks for tuning in. For more Matrix Moments episodes, you can head to www.matrixpartners.in/blog. You can also follow us on Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube for more updates.